We're talking with Mick and Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. We just got done recapping the Frostbite Pike Tournament last weekend. Sounded like it went off with great success. And let's move along from the pike fishing and spearing to the walleye fishing now. How's the walleye fishing been around the Curtis area, and has one lake been better than another?
It's been pretty consistent out there for the walleyes. They're using the blue shiners and the gray shiners, which here again, we're the only ones in the UP that have the grays. But it seems like both lakes are producing pretty steady out there.
Are they using any types of jigs or jigging minnows, like shiver minnows from moonshine or jigging wraps, any of that?
They seem to be using like the mimic minnows, the fat boys, Lindy 360 jigs, and the Wally Talkers, which we have. Of course, the dew jiggers and the Swedish pimples are always a good choice, too.
Any colors?
Green, chartreuse, pink.
All right, well, I guess we should move on and talk about the perch then, because I got a good report from somebody that was pan fishing on South Lake, too.
Yes, they're using minnows and wigglers, which we have wigglers. We've also got the mouses, spikes, and waxworms. They seem to be trying a little variety on stuff, but typically the wigglers and the minnows are doing the best.
What type of minnows? Are we just talking like small fatheads or?
No, perch shiners.
And how are they rigging them up? Like, what are they buying from you to do that?
They're just buying some treble hooks and jigging with them.
Was there anything else about the perch fishing we need to know? Depth of water, anything?
Well, they're going anywhere from 3 to 15 feet on the depth, but one thing that they all seem to be starting to use around here is the auto fish, which we have the base and the full setup here.
What you're talking about, the automatic fisherman tip-ups?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We just talked to that guy from the company in Green Bay yesterday, so that's interesting. Tell me more about that. What are you hearing from folks?
Well, because you can set it so sensitive, and sometimes the perch are kind of where they don't hit real strong. These are working. They can really get a good bite on them that way.
Hmm. Anything else?
We've also got the iFish Pro. That's the one where you can put your regular fishing rod in it and catch a fish that way for a tip-up. And if you really are getting a bunch and you want a slick way to skin them and fillet them, we've also got the skinzits here.
Those have been pretty popular?
Very popular. Hmm. Very popular.
I know a lot of perch fishermen like to use those skinzits.
Oh, yeah. Yep, there's some pretty good videos on YouTube for the skinzit, too. So,
Mick at Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis. Let's hear your tagline.
Let's get fishing.
And it never hurt us to go to Curtis. I appreciate your time, as always.
Hey, thank you.
This is The Outdoor Show.